But 2 Corinthians chapter number 12 in the word of the Lord. We're going to drop down to verse number 7 where the Apostle Paul says, "At least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan," amen, "to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I'd like to preach this morning with the help of the Lord to us on a question. Have you a thorn? Have you a thorn? Amen. Let's ask God to help us here this morning. If you would, lift your hands this way. Brother Prescott, lead us to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the praise, Lord, for this so great a people. Ask you, Lord, to move, God, upon their hearts and help them, Lord, through the power of the Word of God and through the Spirit, Lord. We give you the praise. We're asking you, Lord, amen, to minister, God, to hearts and lives here today. Lord, as we praise you and as we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Lord, we ask you, God, amen, Lord, to send the power of the Holy Ghost to help us today. Lord, speak to your people as we give you the praise. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You may have your seat. Now, these words that I read to you here this morning are not the ravings of a madman. When he says things like in verse number 10, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I don't know about you, brother and sister, but Paul is saying to us here, what I gain for my pain in Christ is far more than what I would gain without him. I don't know about you, but pain hurts me. Amen. Sorrow breaks me. Trials weary me. But this man of God says in the Word, he said, "I take pleasure in these things." Amen, because what God has given me in place, amen, of my thorn. When I think about that thorn, I think about the allegory, hinds feet in high places. Amen, with that young lady, much afraid. Amen, living there, supposed to be married to craven fear. But she wants to walk with the shepherd. Amen, her feet are lame and clubbed, her hands are deformed, her mouth is crooked. And she wants to walk in the high places with the shepherd. But the shepherd tells her, he said, the only way you can do it is first I've got to plant my seed of love in your heart. And she said, well, go ahead. Amen. He opens his hand, brother, and there's a thorn there. She shrinks back from the thorn. He said, you must let me put this thorn in your heart. Amen. If you're going to walk with me in the high places. Come on now. Amen. She shrinks back. She said, all right. He takes his hand. He shoves that thorn in her heart. Amen, brother, it's intense. The pain is terrible. Amen, but she said, but immediately, amen, inside me there came a peace. Amen, that came over my heart, praise the Lord. First there was pain, but then there was peace. Amen, I don't really know what Paul's thorn is. I have my own idea. Amen, I believe that Paul's thorn was his past. Amen, some folks say it was a physical ailment of his eyes or whatever the case may be. Amen, but I've often read in the Word of God where Paul talked about his testimony. He always talked about wreaking havoc in the church. He always talked about what he'd done to the saints of God. He always talked about, I'll tell you, brother, to think your past. Amen. When you persecuted the church. Amen. You came against the Lord. You thought you were right, but you were wrong. Amen. And seeing the faces of those women, why he dragged their husbands off. And he compelled the saints to blaspheme. Amen. Though he was saved. Amen. Though he was justified. By the blood of Jesus. Amen. Though he was sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. I believe Paul was a man who had a past that haunted him. And I thoroughly believe that the devil, amen, took advantage of that. That messenger of Satan. Amen. He was just exalted into heaven in the very first part of chapter 12. But he starts talking about how, amen, the form of this messenger of Satan came and would buffet him, lest he be exalted above measure. But I'm going to tell you something, you know, have you got a thorn here this morning? Amen. Do you feel like I could preach better if I didn't have this thorn? I could sing better if I didn't have this thorn. I could pray better if I didn't have this thorn. I could win souls if it weren't for this thorn. Oh God, if you just take this thorn away, I could be a better saint of God. I could do more for my church if you would just remove the thorn. Amen. Would you lift your hands and worship God here this morning? Hallelujah. Listen, friend. We don't know what it was, but we understand our thorn. Huh? Listen, it was so bad, he prayed about it. And he prayed about it again. And he prayed about it again. I'm going to tell you something about a thorn, friend. Affliction, amen, should cause us to draw near God and not away from him. If we would have more praying to precede complaining, then we would have more praise than blame. Come on now. I said that we would proceed, amen, our complaining with prayer, amen, when we got a hold of God, amen, we would do more praising and less blaming. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise. I want God to help you this morning with your thorn. As Christ prayed thrice in the Garden of Eden, amen, about the cup, amen, so the man of God prayed three times, amen, about this thorn, but neither cup nor thorn were taken away. Amen. God left them in place. Amen. Was the prayer answered? Was it yes? Was it no? It was both. Now let's get into what God said. And the Bible said, Paul said, as he prayed, he got an answer. And the answer was, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient. When we have this thorn, the one consolation that helps us more than anything is the fact that God speaks. Come on now. Amen. Woo! Whether it's in preaching, whether it's in singing, whether it's in a testimony. Amen. I remember me and my wife were going through a hard trial after we first got saved. Amen. I talked about this last time I ever preached, but I wasn't raised in holiness. Amen. I'm glad I'm in it now though. Woo! It said, you're in bondage. I said, this is bondage, brother. Tighten up the chain and throw away the key because I love what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? Amen. We were going through a hard trial and we were talking in the room, me and her together. And one of our children came in the room, looked at us, child, and said, hey, mom and dad, Noah believed God. That's all he said. And brother, that's all it took. Amen. You hear me? There's times, brother, we're so down, we're so out. Amen. We come to church, we can't get through. But when he speaks, amen, hallelujah. Amen. No matter how it comes, when God speaks to us, brother, it's enough that God knows. Amen. Sometimes that's all I need. Amen. To know that God knows. Amen. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and worship God? Just to know that God knows. Amen. How sufficient it is that God speaks to us. I'm not talking about your mama. I ain't talking about your daddy. I ain't talking about your brother, your sister. Amen. And God bless your pastor. I'm not even talking about your pastor. But brother, when deity speaks to you, when heaven calls on you, when God says, I know, when his hand comes down on you in the middle of all your trouble, and you know that God is able to pull you through. Have you a thorn? Do you have a thorn? He spoke to us. Amen. Hallelujah. How many need God to speak to them here today? Woo! You know what the apostle said? The apostle said, he said, woo, you got your Bible? Get your Bible. Hold your Bible up in the air. You say, he said. He said. He said. You tell sickness this morning. He said. Amen. You tell your dryness, he said. Amen. You tell your trouble, he said. Amen. You tell your suffering, he said. Paul said, that's all I need. Amen. I know that God said. Amen. God had a word. Amen. God has something to tell me. Hey, hey, hey. God has something to tell me, brother. He said. Spoke creation by the word of his mouth. The Bible said he is a faithful creator. I don't know what God could do with me, preacher. Faithful creator. Woo! Amen. You're already a new creature. You ain't what you used to be. He said. The Bible said, he said unto me. Personal. Enduring. Comforting. For I am poor and needy. Yet he thinketh upon me. Me! Come on, friend. I think God's got better things to do with his time. Amen. To worry about me scratching around sometime. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. Amen. He says, a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth you. Come on now. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. I said the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He said in Isaiah 48:10, he said, I have chosen thee in, not out of, not before you got there. I chose you in the furnace of affliction. The three Hebrew boys found that out, brother. You ever wonder why in the book of Revelation the Bible said his feet were like brass burned in the furnace? Because my God is a fire walker. My God is a furnace walker. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The devil can't get you nowhere so hot. Amen. That God can't come in fellowship with you. Hallelujah. Come on, friend. He didn't keep him out of the furnace. He got in there fellowship with him. He walked around in there with him. Come on now. He kept them in the furnace of affliction. Come on. Have you got a thorn? I'll tell you, my God's a fire walker. Hallelujah. Amen. He comes in the thorn in the furnace and delivers you. Hallelujah. God's response. My grace is sufficient for thee. I'm not, before your heart sinks, please hear me out. I'm not going to take your thorn. I'm going to give you something better. Hallelujah. You have to bear the thorn, but I'm going to give you something better. Amen. Because my grace is made perfect in weakness. The Bible said he took him out as far as Bethany before he went up into heaven. You know what Bethany means? Poverty. Hallelujah. You know what God's got to get us out to? When we have nothing but him. Yeah. Woo, then we can do something. Come on now, as long as we think we got something, amen, we don't need him. But God, get me out to Bethany, amen. Hallelujah, get me out to poverty. Amen, because God's grace in your weakness, heights can be climbed, victories can be won, pain can be power. It might seem like madness, but God said, my grace is sufficient. Amen, it was a costly grace. It took nails and thorns and spitting and buffeting. Amen, but he paid the price. Amen, that you and I could have victory over the thorns. Lord, amen. When my mother was 17 years old, she got saved. She was out with a bunch of young folks. They'd gone to a youth meeting. They had left that night. They were going to go out and spend some time together. My mother was riding with the youth pastor. His name was Charles Starlin. Tremendous soul winner. Amen. Tremendous soul winner, Dr. Ralston. Amen. Tremendous soul winner. My mother and him were out together, and the other young folks. Barreling down the highway toward them was a white station wagon with four drunk men in it. They crossed the line. The first group missed them. But they hit my mother and the youth leader head on. My mother flew off out 20 some feet in the air, severed her leg on one side, almost completely off, mangled her insides. Doctors told her, said, you'll probably never walk. You'll never have children. Come on now. Hallelujah. She said, Sonny, I remember her telling me. She said, Sonny, they put me in the back then. They didn't pick you up in an ambulance. They picked you up in a hearse. Even if you were hurt. Amen. That's a long time ago. Put her in the hearse. She said, I was laying. They put me next to Charles. And I heard him when he died. And God appeared to my mother at the end of her bed and told her she was going to be all right. Amen. Church prayed for 2 years. Amen. But this is what she told me. She said, but you know what bothered me so bad, even though God, she said, I always dreamed about the wreck. I always dreamed about Charles dying. No matter what, I couldn't get the victory. She said, we prayed. She said, one night, she said, I was asleep. And I had a dream, and I was sitting in a wheelchair. Have you a thorn? I was sitting in a wheelchair under a tree. He said, up on a hill. He said, all of a sudden, I saw Charles running up the hill. Whew. She said, Charles? He said, yes, Eleanor. She said, Charles, what are you doing here? He said, I just came to tell you how happy I am. Come on. I come to tell you how happy I am. She said, you're happy, Charles? He said, I'm happy, and I want to come tell you how happy I am. And she said, never again did she have another nightmare about that wreck anymore. Come on now. I'm telling you, have your thorn. Amen. God's grace, amen, is sufficient for us. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. But nevertheless afterwards, amen, it yieldeth a peaceable fruit. Amen. God may not take away the thorn. Oh, but he's got something for you that's so much better. Whew. He told the apostle, he said, my grace is sufficient. It is adequate. The need is met by the supply of God. Never too late, never too soon, amen, never too much, never too little, but always adequate, amen. Hallelujah. Do you understand when God says my grace is sufficient? If there's a mouse running around in a 100-acre cornfield, he knows he ain't going to starve. Huh? You know that a little boy can't take a sand bucket and move the whole ocean. You know that a fish can't drink the mighty Amazon. Hey man, you know you can't stand on a top of the mountain and breathe all the air. Amen. The reason why is because it's all sufficient. Amen, brother. But I'm not talking about cornfields and Amazons and mountaintops. I'm talking about the omnipotent God who said, my grace is sufficient. These words were scribed on a wall in a concentration camp. He said, I believe in the sun when it doesn't shine. I believe in love when I can't feel it. And I believe in God when I can't see him. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Come on now. Do you know that God's grace is sufficient? Amen. God does not always remove our thorn or our circumstances, but he gives us power equal to it. And no matter what the thorn is that we're facing, amen, we can be strong. Amen. To remove the thorn from your life is really to handicap you. Amen. Because God wants to give you an experience and a power, amen, that you do not know. Amen. Paul said, I glory in my infirmities. Hallelujah. I glory in my necessities and my distresses. Amen. That the power of God may rest on me. Amen. Woo! Lift your hands and worship the Lord, everybody. Many years ago, in the days of slavery, a slave was driving his master to church. And the slave kept mumbling up there at the front. And the master said, John, what are you doing up there? He said, I'm praying, master. I'm praying. He said, well, let's get these horses going a little more. See, he strapped the reins a little more. You know, got them going. He says, master, he said, can I go in church today? He said, now, John, if you promise to be quiet, you go into church, you know how we are. He said, you're going up in that balcony up there. Now, you behave yourself. He said, if you behave yourself, John, I'll get you a brand new pair of boots. He said, yes, sir. Yes, I'm going up there. And so church started. Went through the songs. And old John was up there trying to contain himself. You know. But then the preacher got preaching on the grace of God. Got preaching on the power of God. Got talking about heaven. Amen. The master sitting down, all of a sudden he heard John. Praise the Lord. Amen. He started glorifying. He said, boots or no boots, my soul's happy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you hearing me, friend? Amen. God is able. Amen. To bring you through. For it and all. Hallelujah. Amen. To give you power. Amen. To get you through the struggle. Come on, lift your hands. Let's worship God. If you were to take a rose and crush it, you shall have its fragrance. My wife, growing up, her dad had an old wood stove. Amen. We'd go over there. We'd sit. He'd open that furnace up, buddy. He'd throw another log in there. We'd sit down. All of a sudden, I started hearing whistling. All kinds of noises. Some of y'all are clicking the button, folks, don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, amen. That thing started whistling. Singing. I'm like, what is that? My bride said, that's the wood. Because when you throw it in the fire, it starts singing. It starts whistling. It starts singing, brother. Amen, hallelujah. The fire makes the gold pure. God said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. I'm going to close with these two illustrations here. I'm going to preach long. Get out of the way. I'm going to have time a little while to pray a little while. Amen. I'm just going to give you a condensed version here. Amen. These two boys are from Glasgow. They were in gangs. They were drunkards. Wild young men. They got saved. Got in church, serving God, doing great. They got separated for about 30 years, and one day they were in a meeting together like this. They began talking to each other. He said, brother, I'm glad to see you doing good. He said, I'm glad to see you're doing good. He said, you know, one of them said, I thank God for the day that he saved me. He said, and for 30 years, I've never desired another drink. Come on now. His brother hung his head. Tears started dropping off his face. He said, what's wrong, brother? He said, for 30 years, I fought it every day, but I never gave in. Come on now. Hallelujah. Who who knows that the grace is sufficient. Amen. The man who could say, I never touched it, or the man who fought 30 years every day of his life and said, God's grace, amen, was sufficient to keep me. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something, there ain't nothing like being kept by the power of God. Amen. God is able to keep us, give us power for our weakness. Amen. Ask Brother Prescott about this. I want Brother Sister Jones, is that right? They'll come on up. I want them to sing that song they sang a while ago. I'm going to share this with you real quick and I'm going to get out of the way. Have you a thorn? That's why I feel like the Lord wanted me to preach. I feel like there's people here with thorns in their life right now. Maybe it's a son. Maybe it's a daughter. Maybe it's a husband. Maybe it's a wife. Maybe it's a past. Maybe somebody done something they should have never done. And you got a battle with bitterness and things that won't let you get where you want to be. And God, if you just take this away, I could. Anybody got a thorn, want to be real with God right now? Can you slip your hand up? I got a thorn. God bless you, buddy. I appreciate it. God bless you. I'm going to ask you that again in just a minute. Years ago, there was a great man of God named Henry Morehouse. Henry Morehouse came home one day. He had a package in his arm for his wife. And he walked in the door. And he heard his little girl say, Daddy, you home? He said, yes, I'm home, honey. And she came crawling on the floor. She couldn't walk. She was an invalid. All she could use was her arms. And she crawled in that room on her arms like this, Brother Prescott. And she said, what you got, Daddy? He said, I got a package for your mama. Amen. Can you hold that for me, son? I got a package for your mama. She said, Daddy, please let me take it to mama. He said, you can't. I know you want to, baby, but you can't. Because you may drop it. You're lame. You got to have your arms. She said, I can do it, Daddy, and I'm going to prove it to you. He said, go ahead, honey, prove it to me. She said, give me the package. He gave her the package. She said, now I'll carry the package. And you will carry me. Can I see them thorns one more time? Hold it up. You carry the thorn, and God will carry you. Come on. You carry the thorn, and God will carry you. Let's stand all over the building. He's going to open his altar right now. He said unto you. I had a girl I went to school with years ago. I'm closing. I mean, I just felt nudged here. You know, a lot of people talk about F.W. Borum. I like F.W. Borum. A lot of people don't know that F.W. Borum had a very severely handicapped child. Very severely handicapped. And it was a great weight to him and a great burden, but he loved her. And I'm going to be honest with you folks, you will never find in the text of the Bible or in the history of Christianity anybody that was ever really used of God suffered. Anybody that God ever really used mightily always had a cross in their life. They always had a thorn. But he said that the power of God may rest on. And I talked to this girl one night. Me and my wife went to a birthday party. She was there. Ain't seen her since I was in the sixth grade. Her name was Lori Gossip. She talked to me. She said, "Son, I ain't seen you in a long time." I said, "No," I introduced her to my wife. She said, let me introduce you to my daughter." "Okay, Lord." "Well, Brother Floyd, I'm looking all around, you know, little girl running around, you know." Oh no. "She's in a geriatrics chair. Severely mentally retarded. Couldn't do anything." She introduced her name. I said, "Hey, Jordan," I mean, my heart broke. But what got me is these words. She said, "Brother Sonny, you see my little girl?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "She'll never break my heart. She'll never break my heart. I won't never have to worry where she is. I won't never have to worry about what she's doing. She's my angel. And she'll never break my heart." She could have talked about her battle. She could have talked about her struggle. She could have talked about how hard it was. But oh no. She has a thorn. But she found that God's grace was sufficient. Heads bowed and eyes closed all over the building here. Would you like to come to the Lord right now and lay your thorn on the altar and say with Paul, "God, this thorn is not here to break me, but it's here to make me. God's grace and my thorn will make me the saint I need to be." Paul said, "There was given unto me like a gift." He said, "Given." God gave me this gift to make me what I should be for Him. I wonder who's willing to step out of their pew here this morning, come to this altar and say, "Lord, I want to lay my thorn right here. And I want to thank you for it. Because God, if this is what it takes to make me, then make me. If this is what it takes, God, to make me what you want me to be, and so that I can have the power of God resting on me for the kingdom, then I'll take it." Hallelujah. Come on, is anybody else? Thank God for these that have come. Come on, let's move on out. Come on, let's come on and get everybody that would. Let's come on and get a hold of the grace of God.